The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Now, earlier in the week, we asked the question, does age in a relationship matter? Well, who better to answer that question than the four people, the two happily married couples sitting across from me where there is a significant age gap between them. Joy and Mick Ryan have a 19-year age gap and there is a 14-year age gap between Sylvia and Virgil Bulger. You're all very welcome, folks.
Thank you. Morning,
Catherine.
Thank you,
Catherine.
Who was dragged here out of duress by their partner?
I was.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's start with you guys, Joy and Mick. Joy, you're 32. Mick, you are 51. So where did you guys meet?
You can go first.
Who's taking the lead here?
I suppose we met in the rugby club back home.
Yeah.
Where's home? Clontarf.
Clontarf, yeah. So where I suppose people from 15 to 50 kind of all congregate, even older. all together, so just within groups of friends, really.
And can you remember the first time you clapped eyes on himself?
I do.
Yeah?
I do. I remember just seeing him down the other end of the bar with his big beaming blue eyes and thinking, oh, he's nice.
Okay, so it was an instant attraction.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about you, Mick?
I have a slightly different story. I played rugby with Joy's dad, John O'Neill, over in Lansdowne. And Joy was born in 1982.
Yeah.
So I was playing rugby over there. And Joy would have been brought over as a toddler. So I have vivid memories of Joy running around as a toddler.
Sounds
really?
So much worse
yep.
than it is.
And,
were you friends with her dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, very much so. Played a good bit of rugby with him. So that's... And then we obviously didn't see each other for many years. And then... I got to see her up in the Clontarf Rugby Club that day.
And okay, and so you were what age at that point, Joy? 21?
20.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was that moment, Mick, that you remember so vividly?
It was like, I was there actually with my daughter, Zoe, at the time. And I remember Zoe nearly was kind of pulling at me going, Dad, Dad. And I was just transfixed on this beautiful woman up at the top of the bar. That was Joy.
So what, did you start dating there and then? Was that like first date after that night or?
No,
we kind of started just, I suppose, all going out in groups, wasn't there? There was loads of us.
Actually, before we get to groups, who made the first move in the rugby club that night?
Probably me.
Yeah.
I think I put in the groundwork and you eventually made the first move. That's how we'll say it.
I eventually succumbed.
To my work.
Yeah. So talk to us then about the first date.
I invited her out to the local Chinese, Hing Keng on Clontarf Road.
You got a free meal there later on. Happy days.
Very romantic.
Hoping that she wouldn't eat all her meal, of course. And of course, Joy scoffed it down as she loves her food. And in a strange way, actually was a bit more attracted to her.
He said to me at the end, he said, you've eaten everything.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't. I only ate what I ordered. He said, nobody ever eats everything they order.
In the Chinese.
Sorry.
And so obviously it went from there. And how did you approach telling your parents? Were you nervous considering your dad knew Mick? What was that like?
Yeah, I was. And I'm very close to my parents. I wouldn't normally, like, we were seeing each other for about 8 months before I told them.
And why? Were you just too nervous or you thought they might
nervous,
find it weird? Or?
Yeah, a bit of everything. And I wasn't really sure if it was worth telling them if it wasn't going anywhere. So after 8 months, I was like, okay, this is obviously going somewhere. And I sat down and told my mum. All nervous, and she just laughed and said, yeah, I know, your dad told me. I went, how did dad know? And she said he'd just been watching us in the rugby club, and I didn't know he was so tuned into everything, actually. So he had copped on months before.
So there was no issues, and they were happy?
No, and I think it's only because Mick played rugby for Lansdowne. To be honest, if he'd played anywhere else, it probably could have been a problem.
They would have put the kibosh on.
Yeah.
The fact that I knew John, and he somewhat knew my character, I think.
That could have made it worse, though.
Well, listen, I'm also joined in studio by Sylvia and Virgil Bulger, who are married over 35 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, Sylvia, you were 37 when you met Virgil, who was 23, and you say himself dragged you here under duress today. So
that's right.
Tell us how you guys met.
We met at a round table, charity do.
Okay.
And I was helping, and my next door neighbour brought Virgil along. They worked together.
And can I ask, what's a round table charity event?
The Round Table is an organisation for young businessmen.
Okay.
And they do charity work. I don't know whether it's still going or
businessmen
not.
Businessmen under 40.
Under 40.
Right.
Yeah.
You got in there, Virgil.
Yeah. And the first time I met him, he was a Viking. He had a thing over his face and horns.
So that was the thing, everyone comes in fancy dress.
And,
or
yes,
just Virgil on his own.
They were themes, the different events.
Okay.
And ten months later, the next event, he came as Dracula. And he'd fangs and blood running down him everywhere and a white face. And
so within the 10 months you had not seen him himself?
No.
Right?
But he had been inquiring from my next door neighbour how I was.
Very good.
So he asked me out then and I told him to go away. Not at all. I said, I have 3 children at home. And he says, I'm asking you out, not the children.
And did the age come up? Did you know he was a young man in his 20s?
I didn't know how old he was. No.
Right, so it didn't come up.
He wasn't a normal 23-year-old. That's
clearly, if he's dressed as a Viking and Dracula.
That sounds awful. But he was a very mature person. He's one of a family of 8. And when his siblings were studying in Dublin and thereabouts, he was down in Dublin working.
Okay.
And he was kind of looking after them as well. So he was, you know.
So an older head on young shoulders, you may say.
That's exactly it.
So, yes. Virgil, there you were, all dressed up, Dracula 1 month, Viking the next, and you spotted herself. What was it about her?
Well, there was this gorgeous looking woman in a close-fitting white T-shirt, and you know, there was just an instant attraction.
Funny that.
Yeah. So who wouldn't go for it, you know? So.
And you had no problem going up and asking her out on the date.
Well, the first time we met, I asked her to dance. The second date, I was a little bit more daring and ventured the subject of a date. And eventually she agreed that, well, she'd go out for a drink with me.
Mm.
And that was, you know, that was as far as she was prepared to commit.
So tell me about this drink. You were waiting where? Where was the date set up?
Duffy's in Malahide was the venue that was set. I was living in Glasnevin. She was in Portmarnock. So I drove to Malahide and drove down Old Street, parked behind a Mark One Escort that was bright red, identical to the car that I was driving.
Ah, no. Brilliant.
Absolutely identical. And went into the pub and there she was. And it turned out it was her car.
Well, brilliant.
So we got on famously that night. Like, we never stopped talking. And it was the first time that she had seen me. As I really
How's
was.
Costume?
I had to ask my next door neighbour what he looked like. I was driving to Malahide and my legs were shaking. What are you doing? Are you crazy?
Well, and were you, I mean, because as you said, you talked that you had 3 daughters at home, Sylvia. You were a widow. Sadly, your husband
indeed,
passed
yes.
away.
My husband died when he was 39. I was 34,
so
and the children were 11, 8 and 6.
Do you mind me asking what happened?
He had a brain hemorrhage. He was down in Blarney in Cork for work,
mm-hmm.
and he knew the manager and well, because he... And the night before they were having a drink and he said when he was going to bed, put me down for a call in the morning. And they kept ringing his room and getting no reply. And somebody went up and knocked on his door and got no reply. So they got the manager and said, we can't rouse your friend.
Mm.
And he got the key and went in and found him dead in the bathroom.
God love him.
He had had
a brain hemorrhage. And very, very tragic. Mm. I mean, and tragic for you. You're very young to be a widow with with three children?
A lot of my friends and people were saying to me, oh, you're very young, sure, you might get married again. I said, never, never. I said, I was very lucky once. I couldn't possibly be lucky a second time. But as it turned out, I was very lucky.
And Virgil, when you found this at 23 years of age, a young man, you were living in a bedsit at the time.
Yeah.
So taking, you know, moving into this area of your life with a lovely new lady with three children, that's a big step for...
It didn't seem like such a big step until... actually after we got married, and then the reality hit in. All of a sudden I went from being a carefree bachelor with no bills, living in a bedsit, into a house where I had a wife, three children, and even the cat was a bloody woman. Yes. And all of these bills, it was a real culture shock.
I want to ask you as well, because you brought Sylvia up to meet your family. You're from Donegal.
Yeah.
So what was that like, bringing your new partner, who was a widow, who was that much older than you, with three kids, up to meet your family?
There was absolutely no problem. Within a minute, my mother and herself were best friends.
Were you nervous, Sylvia?
I was very nervous, very nervous. Here he was, this young man, bringing up this old one with three kids. But I have to say, his mother was absolutely fantastic. She opened the door and just gave me a big hug. And she had already asked him, me being Church of Ireland, does she play cards? And he said, yes. Would she have a drink? And he said, yes, she drinks whiskey. And she says, she'll be all right. Within 5 minutes, I had a glass in my hand.
Fantastic. What's it like? I mean, it's interesting seeing you guys, Joy and Mick, looking across and kind of taking it all in as sort of an older couple, or couple with an age gap. Does the age gap at this stage, Joy, mean anything to you? Or is it just when you think about the future?
Certainly not. Well, not at the minute. And I kind of don't really think that much of the future. I know that might sound stupid. I suppose at the minute, one of the things sounds kind of trivial, but we can't get a 35-year mortgage.
Really?
Yeah. Like things that I never thought of. And I'd like loads of kids, but, you know, I suppose I'd like about 4 kids over the next 10 years, but...
No.
Mick doesn't want to be collecting them from the gate when he's 70, he says. And people saying, oh, your grandson. He goes, no, that's my son.
Which is understandable, because you have little baby Alfie.
Yeah.
Who's a year old.
Seven months.
7 months. Yeah. Only 7 months.
Yeah.
And how has that been, Mick, for you? Would you, I mean, you're 51. You're not an old dad yet, but do you think about...
Oh, I certainly would. Yeah, one more kid and very soon. And that's it. I don't want to be... Totally, you know, I want to have a bit of energy when I have the children, to be able to run around with them.
Was that a consideration when you were marrying Joy? Was it something that you guys clearly talked about? Or
yeah, before we got married, yeah. Mm. Yeah, we did.
Definitely, yeah. Joy discussed that she'd wanted a family. I was quite happy because I'm Zoe, so I was thinking, why do we need a family? You're Zoe, great.
Yeah.
Joy goes, I love Zoe, but I'd like my own kids.
And can I ask you, Joy, if you had a daughter, I know you've little Alfie, but if you had a daughter who was 20 and she came home and brought a 39-year-old guy, how would you feel about it?
I don't know. I'd have to play it cool, obviously, at the beginning.
Mm.
But, like, it's, I suppose, just age really is a number. It's so about the individual.
Mm.
Like, Mick is 51, but I never considered that he's 19 years, excuse me, older than me.
Mm.
Even his friends and everything, I suppose that's something that I've learned. Is the age doesn't really matter.
Yeah, because you keep yourself very fit. You've always, you know, health is a big part of your life.
Yeah, reasonably fit. Yeah, definitely. I train quite a bit.
Since you've hit your 50s with a new baby, have you started to feel older?
Actually, I've Avi was born end of January. It's January, February, March, April, May. Up until May, everything was going great with the body. And then suddenly it just started imploding itself. It's one injury and then two injuries. So I kind of struggled over the last couple of months injury-wise. But I think that was it's just natural at that point in my life. But a lot of energy now is going looking after this little young fella.
And so, I suppose that's it, because up to now you have been able to keep a check on yourself.
Yeah.
You don't look 51, you don't look your years. And so you've been able to concentrate on yourself. Now you've got somebody else to think about. And you say that he was always more young at heart, Joey. Yeah. What was it like meeting his older friends? And, you know, have you had the crack about that? There was something that you told me about a night in Portugal where you were all sitting around a dinner table. What was that?
Well, I call Mick's friends the grown-ups, my grown-up friends. And yeah, we were all over in Portugal. There was about 8 of us with the grown-ups. And we were at a restaurant and there was one pair of glasses going around everybody to read the menu. And it was taking ages. So I just stood up. I said, OK, everyone, listen, if you're hard of hearing, and I'm going to read it out once and you can all make your decision there. So, but it's just a bit brilliant. Of crack. Like they're all brilliant.
Yeah.
And that's something actually, like Mick's group of friends and my group of friends have come together.
Mm.
And it turns out that they're both as mad as each other, you know, that way. So.
And also, I suppose you can learn from them and, you know, in one way they kind of keep there's a sort of a youthness there as well.
Yeah.
What are the positives, would you say, about Mick being older than you?
Be careful now.
I feel like I don't know any other way, but like there's things that like he's taught me, very practical things about money, about keeping bank statements, all those things that I was always like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah,
I didn't
really
think about it. And things like that. Also, we're at the same place in our life now with Alfie. You know, I don't know if I'd married somebody younger, if it would have been the exact same, but we're both, you know, just kind of all about our little family with Alfie and Zoe and, you know.
It's brilliant. So. And Mick, what would you say are the positives about Joy being 19 years younger than you?
Be appropriate.
I keep it clean.
Full of energy. No, it's great, obviously, to have this beautiful woman beside me every day. Makes me laugh. Keeps me young, is one thing I would say. And it's great to start a family again.
Yeah.
And, of course, her hot mates. It's always a bonus.
I love it.
Actually, that's something I'm going to always feel young. I like that.
Yeah. No matter what happens.
Yeah, no matter what. He's always going to be older than me. It's great.
Yeah, some of my older mates always say, when we're out on a night out and Joy's mates are there, they go, God, it's great that you met Joy.
I love it. And back to you guys, Sylvia and Virgil. How did your daughters react, Sylvia, when they met Virgil? But when they realised, I suppose, it was serious.
Well, the eldest daughter, she didn't say a whole lot, really. The youngest daughter, when he did come to the house, she sat up on his knee straight away. She was fine. The middle daughter said, what's he coming here for? We don't want him.
Yeah.
So she was a bit...
She's a bit hesitant about
it. Yeah.
And in your later years, I mean, it clearly, like Joy and Mick, there's, you know, bits and pieces that you think about, but it doesn't seem to make a big difference. The older you get, have you noticed more of a difference, Virgil?
Well... No, I haven't seen much of a difference. We've grown closer. Obviously, at this age of our life, it's more about companionship and love, you know, and we have freedom now. We got the whole cycle wrong. We already had our family, and it was only when they left home that we got time to ourselves.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, you know, our honeymoon was a honeymoon for five.
Yes.
Over to Canada to for me to meet Sylvia's brothers who weren't able to get over for the wedding.
Okay.
So we've kind of done things backways. But
you're doing
great.
You're doing something right, clearly.
Yeah.
And for Joy and Mick, I mean, you've had a very successful 35-year marriage. What's the secret to a happy marriage?
Compromise. Mm.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. I'm listening, taking notes.
Try just to agree on things or find some middle ground. You know, life is too short for fighting. And, well, we find that we do an awful lot of things together. We have common interests and, you know, we spend a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm. We both play bowls.
Right.
I was playing indoor bowls before I met Virgil. Now, he never played, but when we were going out, I said, would you like to come and see what it's all about? So he came and he got so involved. He's been secretary for many years.
About nearly 30 years.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And he's one of the best players in the club.
There you go. And you say that so proudly as well. Listen, it's been so nice to talk to you. Just before we go, Mick, people will know you here. You're Jerry, the great Jerry Ryan's brother.
Yeah.
How has the last couple of years been for you and the family?
Oh, it's been tough, very tough. You know, with all that went on in the media, we weren't really allowed to grieve properly. So that grieving process, you know, normally kicks in pretty much immediately. It took, I would say, 2 years before we really were able as a family to be able to sit down and grieve. But we're all getting on great. Kids are doing fine. Maura's doing good.
Great.
I'm doing good. Mano's doing good. Everyone's doing good.
Fantastic. And I mean, I know because you work in the radio centre here as well as a sound engineer. Was that difficult?
Yes, I found that incredibly difficult. Not alone did I lose a brother, but I also lost a work colleague, a very close work colleague, because I would have worked with him a lot. So coming in to RTE, and I'm sure a lot of his colleagues feel the same. He was much, you know, big presence. You really felt he was in the building. You knew he was in the building, even if you didn't see him.
Big time.
So you know, I always used to meet him sometimes coming in the back gate, Now, it's much easier now after the years have passed, but I found that very, very difficult coming back to work and saying that they were very good in RTE to me.
Good stuff. Well, listen, thank you so much for all coming in to talk to me, Mick
thank
and
you.
Joy and Virgil and Sylvia. Have a great weekend. And let's just reiterate, age is but a number. Back after this.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.